Hey everyone, it's Manda here, and welcome to Inspirations with Manda J on Yachting International Radio. And it's with so much pleasure that I get to introduce a dear friend and colleague of mine, the wonderful Anne Christine, who is from The Beauty of Now. And Anne does amazing work with women, well, women and men, but really helps people unleash their inner truth and their feminine flow. And I'm actually going to let you introduce yourself. So, Anne, what is it you do? What magic do you bring to the world?
Yay, well, thank you. Thank you for having me here. Thank you for the beautiful intro. It's wonderful being here. And basically what I do is I help women to connect back with their feminine wisdom, to really connect back to the body, the wisdom that they carry inside already, balance the feminine and masculine energies, and therefore being able to live a turned on life, to create the life they envision and to really step into their true self.
That sounds amazing. And it's something that I feel is so needed in our yachting industry, because so often, you know, when I was working on boats full time, there weren't that many women around, and I dressed like a man for many years in my yachting career. A lot of the time when we were sailing on boats, we got given boys' clothes. Two of my friends actually had to pretend they were a boy for the first 2 years of their yachting career because someone on the boat didn't want women on board. And so there's a lot of masculine energy, which is amazing in yachting. But the reason I got you on the show today is I just think that what you bring to the world is so important. So how does it work? How do we get in touch with our flow?
Connect back with the body. Really slow down. What happens a lot is nowadays we always do, and we just do, and we feel like the more we do, the faster we get somewhere and we're going to reach higher. But eventually what is true is we need to rest as well, because we need the balance. Like in nature, we need the sun and the rain. We have day and night. So we always have these opposites. And when we really balance our masculine and the feminine, we're actually able to really see how these two energies fuse each other and really charge each other, and then just really go and get where we want to be, and much faster, much easier. And then the first thing we need to do is slow down, take a pause, breathe, connect with the body, listen to the body, what the body's telling us and what the body also needs, because the body has so much wisdom and so much or so great capabilities of healing itself and really telling us what it needs, rest, drinking, working out, whatever it may be.
So that sounds amazing. There's just one catch for us, as I'm sure many of the women in yachting, on boats and in the land-based business of yachting as well, especially at this time of year, it's very hard for us to stop. We're in roles where we actually have to do. So if I'm doing 16 to 18 hour days, how can I make this happen? Is there some techniques? Because I know some people would listen to this right now and go, okay, that's great. I'll have to do that in a holiday because I can't start now because I've got to make the beds and iron the sheets and clean all the heads and get lunch ready and serve lunch, and then I'll have a quick rest, and then I've got to take the guest shopping, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At this time of year for us yachties, it doesn't stop. So where do we start if we are do-do-doers and we're on it at this time on a bit of a wheel where we just have to keep on doing?
Yeah, it's a great question. And especially what I really feel is it is super important to implement like islands of pleasure or islands of nurturing yourself, of recharging. So it doesn't have to be a full hour or 3 hours, but if you find throughout the day, for example, if you're smokers and you have your cigarette break, leave the cigarette aside, take those 2-3 minutes or 5 minutes you need for your cigarette to just be with yourself. Put the phone aside, go into maybe a silent corner of the boat and just breathe. Close your eyes, breathe a few times, and that's it. There's not much more that you really need to do. another option could be you say you're ironing the sheets. While you do that, maybe you can just in your head hum a song and just get into a meditative state while you're doing this. So you get into your flow while you do the sheet, fold it, next one sheet. And so you can find those little moments that you can really make into a meditative session in the end, even though you're not actually plugging out and you're still doing it, achieving or finalizing your tasks.
Amazing. And if you were to, if we were to, because I believe you do face-to-face classes and work online as well for people all over the world and run retreats as well. So can you give us an example of what we would expect if we came to one of your classes?
Yeah. I mean, like one of the things, which is a favorite thing of mine, it's a group setting. It's a group class called Embodied Feminine Flow. And that really is a beautiful safe space where we come together and there's a topic of the day always. So there's going to be a little bit of sharing, some nuggets, wisdom nuggets from my side, but then also the participants share where they stand, how they feel. One of the things could be saying yes to yourself and saying no to yourself and how that feels in your body. So after this little sharing, we basically go into a moving meditation, which is accompanied with music. There's going to be a lot of some yoga poses. It's going to be hip circles. It's really moving the entire body, somatic movements as well. And it's really an inward journey in the end. And you connect again to that topic of the day. And then after this moving meditation, which is 30 minutes, we go into a body-led dance part. And in that dance part again, you connect to the topic and you dance with the saying yes and saying no to yourself to really notice how it feels in your body. And latest then, if not during the moving meditation, latest then, there are so many realizations that the people have, like, oh my gosh, this is how it feels when I say no, and I actually know it because my body has been telling that to me, and now I really hear it clearly because there's no distraction around. And then there's a small closing afterwards, and people usually just leave super energized, more confident, and with a newer, better, clearer understanding as well.
Amazing. So I've got two questions. First of all, what is somatic movement?
Somatic movements are movements where you stay longer in a position and you gently just move the body. So to really softening up all, let's say, the ligaments and the fascias, and you really connect and also send your attention to that body part, for example, the hips, where you might feel tension, and just softly, gently opening it up. So it's really adaptable for everybody, no matter what your physical condition is, because there's no strength involved. It's just the body weight and then just gravity in the end.
Thank you. Wow, that sounds amazing. So my next question is, what if I'm a terrible dancer? I actually really only would get on the dance floor after a magnum of rosé at Nikki Beach or in a club. I feel awkward and I'm not confident with dancing. So would I look silly or feel silly? Is everyone all beautiful and flowy in your classes? Would I fit in?
Definitely. The great thing is it's about you connecting with the body and let the body take the lead. So it's not about doing like steps and do the counting, a choreography, do a spin and whatnot. It's not about that at all. It's just really allow for the natural movement of your body to really express itself and come out. And there's so many beautiful dances that are coming out where you just, all the other participants usually say, oh my gosh, that woman can dance like this, that guy dances like that. And the participant itself or herself, himself, is so surprised by what movements come out. And it's not about the counting of the beat. It's just really just express what you feel, what the music is telling you to do. And if it's just swaying around, that's perfectly beautiful. If it's jumping around, but stomping, whatever your body needs, that's the beauty of it. It's just the right thing, and it's great like that.
So we just need to trust and surrender and boogie.
Yes.
Like no one's watching.
Definitely, yes. Just like put your brain aside, just forget about what you've seen on the videos and whatever, because that takes a lot of practice. You need to be a professional dancer to do that, and they actually have long and hard work hours to learn those choreographies, but it's not the natural, always the natural way of moving the body. And if you really allow for your body to unfold and show the way how it wants to move, that's, for me, it's actually the most beautiful choreographies coming out.
Wow, it sounds so cool. So could you tell us a little bit about your journey? How did you find this?
Basically, by chance. I really had, like, I was in a situation where I was asking myself, okay, something is not really going right in my life. There's always the same things happening over and over, in a way, in private life, in my love life, and at the same time at work as well. And I'm like, okay, what's happening here? And I noticed that I'm the only common denominator in that, in all those situations. So I started to look around what's out there. And I came across this beautiful lady who was giving those dance classes. And I started to go to the classes in the end. First one, I was terrified. I didn't want to dance. I'm like, I don't want to dance. I don't want to be put on the spot. But I just jumped over my shadow and did it. And then I realized and I noticed, I felt inside of me the effect that it had. And then I was like, I want more of that. And so I went again and again and again. And in the end, for this practice, for example, I became a certified teacher. But at the same time as well, I started to say, okay, there must be more. I read a lot of different philosophies, concept theories on an energetic healing level, but also a bit more on the yogic spheres. And then I just started to assemble like what really felt good for me and felt right for me. Felt right for me in the body, not in the head, but really bringing it down into the body. And I even quit my job. For me, my decision, the right decision for me at that time was to quit my job in the corporate world. I was in the hotel industry, and actually take time out in Bali to really understand a bit more what I really wanted to do, what I really am passionate about, and how I really want to feel on a day-to-day basis. Which then eventually led me into creating my business, The Beauty of Now, and over a little U-turn coming back to Spain and now working from here.
Yeah, so on that note, from conversations we've had earlier, I know that you were also working in the high-end luxury lifestyle, running huge luxury hotels in Dubai and the Middle East. And so you get it. You've worked with the same people that we all have and in the same sort of environment. So coming from that place, like with so much responsibility and coming from a place of so much service and loving that job, what did you notice change? Because you were obviously doing in that job, so you understand where we're all at. Because it wasn't that long ago you were doing the same. So what changed within you to make you decide to leave?
One thing that changed was I wanted to be true to myself and also give back to myself. Because I noticed that only when I'm giving back to myself and I'm really caring for myself, filling my cup, then I'm able to really give to the others. And one of the sayings I always have is like, fill your cup first, because as soon as your cup is full and whatever overflows is then for the others. And if you keep your cup full, it's constantly overflowing, which means you can give back to the others with more ease, with more grace, more authenticity and truth as well, and more quality as well, because you constantly can give. And when you do the things, they know as well, okay, there is really a lot of energy and power behind it because you're constantly fueled.
Wow, that's so inspiring. And another thing I wanted to point out is I know that you are working with men. You're working with men that lead teams of women, and really any man that knows a woman or has women in their life or works with women or has daughters or a wife or wives, this is very fitting for them too, because getting into your feminine flow isn't just for women, is it?
Correct. No, it's for both. It's basically really addressing the feminine energies that we have in ourselves, because we have feminine and masculine energies. And especially I feel for the men out there nowadays as well, it's so important for them that they do have the chance and the space to connect with their bodies, and also are allowed to express what they feel, and that they're allowed to express it in a safe environment, because actually showing that vulnerability as well is requires so much strength. Plus, they also need their time to recharge, because if they do and do as well, they're gonna get into that burnout mode at some point where they just can't do anymore, and they just say, hey, I just leave everything and I just run away, for example, or other like symptoms, other illnesses, for example. So also for the men, it's so important to understand and get in touch with their feminine side, because then they can become even greater leaders, greater fathers, partners, friends, brothers, whoever they have in their life as well.
Oh, so important, I think, especially in this day and age where we are starting to break down, you know, the barriers around equality, and, you know, start seeing ourselves as one being rather than having that segregation. Mm-hmm. Maybe our industry's taken a little longer to do that than others, but yeah, that's so cool. And let's talk about how you work, because you don't just have to, you're based in Mallorca, but you mm-hmm. have global clients all over the world. So how would someone that is on a boat that's traveling all over the Mediterranean or around the world at the moment, how could they work with you?
I mean, they definitely can work online. I do online classes as well and online sessions using Zoom, for example. If they're in the Mediterranean, I'm happy to come on board if there's a place, or if they're in the harbor, to do sessions there. But the easiest thing is basically to work online, go on a Zoom, and then do the session there. The dance session can be done there with the music, but also if it's more on a one-on-one coaching, also the deeper dive can happen over the Zoom.
Thank you so much. And we'll put all your links in the comments below, so if people are interested, they can find you. But just before we finish up, I just want to ask some advice. You know, let's say that I am extremely stressed and I haven't stopped. I don't really know how to stop. You gave the example of the ironing. Is there any... And I'm listening to what you're saying and it's really intriguing me. What could I do for 5 or 10 minutes a day, as well as, you know, the sort of conscious ironing and coming, there's a couple of breaths you mentioned before. What advice would you give me to start tuning in?
I just assume right now everybody has a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, or a green smoothie in the morning. So while you're enjoying that first drink of the day, for example, that's when you can tune in as well. That's where you can really just hold, let's say, the hot cup in your hand and see how the steam is coming out, see how it feels in your hand, how the coffee's warming up your hands, for example. Smell it as well. Smell what's coming out of the cup, and then really slowly take the first sip and notice as well how strong the coffee, for example, is that day. If there's any earthy notes in it, or the caramel notes, what they say, or maybe fruity notes, and really consciously also swallow, and then see how the liquid, for example, just travels down the throat, through the chest, into the stomach, and how it warms then up your belly, for example, the stomach itself. And that's one of the easiest things you can do. Or while you're still lying in bed, for example, just lie there for 5 minutes longer, and then just notice how it feels. How it feels to lie in the bed, how the sheets are feeling on your skin, how the pillow is touching, or the head is touching the pillow, if there's any noises around you, if there's a smell in the cabin, if you're sharing a cabin, what is your colleague doing? Are they snoring a little bit? or can you hear them breathe and what rhythm? So these little things already allow you really to connect, to become still, to calm the mind, and then and also connect with your body.
Beautiful. Oh, I'm going to try that first thing tomorrow. I'm going to try the bed thing tonight. And yes, just for one more thing, what actually, a lot of us hear these phrases, the divine feminine, divine masculine. Is it? Can you quickly sum that up in a couple of minutes? What does that even mean, really? Like, what are the aspects?
For example, for the divine masculine, there's like certain qualities which are like the logic, linear thinking, decisiveness. It's very penetrating, so it's a very, very penetrative energy and force. And somebody who really embraces those qualities in a good balance really is aligned with them, the masculine inside of them. And then the divine feminine basically would mean that you are in flow, that you listen to the body, the intuition, that you have the nurturing qualities, and also the creativity comes along with that. So if you then just put these things together, you have the opposite. You have the logic, you have the creativity, you have the structure and the flow, and all this together, if you really bring it together, you will be able to have like this beautiful dance of these two energies that then actually really charge each other. I always say, for example, to understand it a bit better, I give the example of the river. So the riverbed with the river, yeah, the riverbed and the sides is the masculine. And then the water inside would be the feminine. And you can see there with the river very well that you need both. You need the masculine to kind of hold the container, to show where you're going, and to hold as well the space and the strength. And then you need the feminine, which is just flowing, and it just flows and it unfolds. And sometimes it's a softer flowing, sometimes it's a stronger one, depending if there's rocks in the river. But you need to have the right balance, because if there's too little of feminine energy, the riverbed just dries out. And if there's too much, it's going to go over the riverbed and then just also just destroy whatever is around, like housings, for example. And if you have your both qualities together, it's like a beautiful dance. I always call it a sacred union. And then you really are in the fullest expression of yourself. You're really in the center, and you can lead and also follow others in a very beautiful way and really give back and nurture the others.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I want it all now. I'm sure everyone listening is so intrigued. And that was, by the way, such a beautiful analogy. I could just see it so clearly and could see where, you know, personally I was a bit out of whack. So I love the way this is something for everyone. And I really want to thank you for breaking down that and making it so easy to understand and help us realize that it is something that everyone needs to embody and experience, and how much better we could be as leaders and team members, and our relationships could be if we could be aware of that balance. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. You're welcome.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We'll put your links below. I highly recommend everyone checks out Anne and her work. And I believe you've got a workshop coming up this month that's live.
Yes.
Tell me something about that.
Yes. And it's basically a fusion. It's a more elaborative workshop. It combines dancing and painting together, and it's called Unleash Your Creatrix. So it's really for everybody that feels stuck, that just sees black and white and wants more vibrant colors in their life. To really connect with the body, to connect with the creativity they have, and then really get clear ideas. Oh, okay, that's actually what I really want in my life. And they get kind of like some tools as well, how to then start going and walking that path to really create that life that they desire right here, right now. And it's just simple steps. That's a great thing. It doesn't have to be. Sometimes people say, yeah, but it's going to take a long time. Like, no, instantaneously, you can implement already the first things and start seeing the change and feeling the change as well.
Oh, Wow. And when's that one on?
This is on the 22nd of August.
In Mallorca. And
in Mallorca. Yes, correct.
Amazing. Yes. And there'll be more because I think like a lot of us are away traveling and away working on the boats. Is this an ongoing event that you'll be doing?
It's going to be, yes, it's going to be a repetitive workshop, always different topics, most probably. It's the first one after now since the confinement stopped. So it's going to be the first one here, but then there's going to be more coming up on a monthly basis.
Amazing. Thank you so much, everybody. This is Anne-Christine from The Beauty of Now. And you've been listening to Inspirations with Nanda Jay on Yachting International Radio. Check out Anne, check out her links below and start moving that body. Enroll in a class today. Thanks, Anne. I can't wait to see you again and come and check out your class. And we'd love to have you on the show again sometime. So thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this chance to be here.
Mm-hmm. See you, everyone.
Bye.